House Democrats introduce No Glory for Hate Act to prevent Trump name from being displayed on federal projects. By Kyle Morris on February 18, 2021. Democrats in the House of Representatives have introduced legislation that would prevent former President Donald Trump from having his name displayed on federal projects, buildings, statues, lands, or other type of commemoration. According to the bill's text, which was provided late last month, the legislation would prohibit the use of federal funds for the commemoration of certain former presidents. While Trump is not mentioned by name in the proposed legislation, he is the only president to have been impeached twice by the House. The bill, dubbed the No Glory for Hate Act, was introduced by California Democrat Representative Linda Sanchez and has 13 co-sponsors, all of whom are Democrats. For years, Donald Trump poured gasoline on lies, encouraging racism and hatred, then lit the match on January 6, Sanchez said in a statement last month. A president who has been impeached twice does not deserve the honors bestowed on a former president, Sanchez added. We should never glorify the hatred Donald Trump personified as president. This bill ensures that there is no glory for hate, not a building, statue, or even a park bench. The bill specifically prevents federal funds from being used to create or display any symbol, monument, or statue commemorating any former president that has been twice impeached by the House of Representatives, including any highway, park, subway, federal building, military installation, street, or other federal property. The bill also prevents Trump from being buried at Arlington National Cemetery. The Secretary of Defense shall not approve a determination of eligibility for interment or interment in Arlington National Cemetery made by the Secretary of the Army that permits the interment or interment in Arlington National Cemetery of any former president that has been twice impeached by the House of Representatives, the bill states. In addition, the bill states that twice impeached presidents are not entitled to receive any benefit, other than Secret Service protection, under such act. It also states, N. No federal funds or other federal financial assistance may be provided to a state, political subdivision thereof, or entity if any such funds or financial assistance will be used for the benefit of any building, land, structure, installation, or any other property that bears the name, or is named or designated in commemoration of, any former president that has been twice impeached by the House of Representatives. Sanchez recalled the events that unfolded inside the Capitol on January 6 and insisted that students should not attend a school named in honor of a traitorous president. I remember getting the horrifying news that no one was coming to help us, that the National Guard had not gotten approval, while police officers were being beaten and overrun. I thought, no one who stirs up this seditionist act should ever be held to the same high standards we hold for our former presidents who served with grace. Even though Trump is no longer in office, he should still be held accountable for his actions and the taxpayers should not foot the bill for his future actions. I can't imagine sending students in Southern California, or anywhere in America, to a school named in honor of a traitorous president. Co-sponsors to the legislation include Representative Jan Schakowsky, DEL, Representative Grace Napolitano, DCA, Representative Danny K. Davis, DEL, Representative Andre Carson, DN, Representative Veronica Escobar, DTX, Representative Barbara Lee, DCA, Representative Earl Blumenauer, DOR, Representative Johanna Hayes, DCT, Rep. Ruben Gallego, DOZ, Representative Jerry Connolly, DBA, Representative Alan Lowenthal, DCA, Representative Nikema Williams, DGA, and Representative Judy Chu, DCA. Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.